Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're going to begin sharing with you on a new series of messages on the subject of walking in the spiritual realm. God wants us to learn to walk in the Spirit. You know, God is a spirit. The devil's a spirit. The demons that serve him are spirits. The angels that serve the Lord are spirits. In fact, we are a spirit. We need to realize that when a person gets born again, you get a brand new spirit. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things have become new." Where are they new? In your spirit. You didn't get all things new in your mind, your will, your emotions, or your physical body. But the change occurred in the real you, which is your spirit. You are a new creature, a new creation, and you get a brand new spirit. Every one of us needs to realize that we are a spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, "The very God of peace sanctify you wholly," referring to the whole person. And he says, "I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ." Praise God, we have a new spirit when we are born again. Of course, that's what Jesus was talking about in John chapter 3, where he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." He said, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again." Or the word "again" literally means from above. Born from above. That is a spiritual birth. Being born of water is physical birth. Born of the Spirit is spiritual birth. He says, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." We get a brand new spirit when we are born again, and now our spirit is in right standing with God. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "He who hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." When we get born again, we are in right standing with God. We have now a spirit that is in harmony with him, and we can walk in the ways of the Spirit. We get the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And now, because we have his Spirit, we can live and walk and function in the realm of the Spirit through the Word of God, which is a revelation of the ways of the Spirit. Now, it's important to realize when you're born again, you get this Spirit of Jesus Christ. Then you are to receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to dwell in your spirit. This is something that a lot of people have not understood, that receiving the Holy Spirit is subsequent to salvation. We see this very clear in Acts chapter 8, when Philip went down to the city of Samaria, preached Christ to them, and they had heard the word. It said when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus, they were baptized, both men and women. These guys were born again, and they were baptized. Then down in verse 14, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they'd gotten born again, they'd gotten baptized, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on him, and they received the Holy Ghost. Notice that first, under Philip's ministry, they got born again, and they had the Spirit of Jesus Christ. They had received the Word of God. Then, under the ministry of Peter and John, who came down at a later time, they received the Holy Spirit. Now, when you receive the Holy Spirit, he comes to dwell in your spirit. You know, the same thing was addressed in Acts chapter 19, where in verse 2, Paul said to those disciples at Ephesus, he said, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" They were believers. They didn't even know about any Holy Ghost. They'd only been baptized with John's baptism. They ended up getting baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, and he laid his hands upon them, and they received the Holy Spirit. We also know from Luke 11:13, "How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" And when we ask our Heavenly Father as a born-again child of God to give us the Holy Spirit, He will give the Holy Spirit to us. Why do we ask Him to give us the Holy Spirit? Because we haven't received the Holy Spirit until we have come to the Father in prayer and received the Holy Spirit to come and to dwell in us. Well, we have a brand new Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. If you have received the Holy Spirit, He is now dwelling in you, and now you can live and walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:25 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. God wants every one of us to learn to walk in the spiritual realm. Even though we have a physical body, we walk in this flesh physically, nonetheless, we are going to walk according to the ways of the spirit realm. And this is going to be through the Word of God. God's Word is the truth, and we need to understand that the Word of God is spirit and it is life. John 6:63 says, He said, my words, they are spirit and they are life. God's Word is spiritual law. You know, Romans 8:2 talks about the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus that has made us free from the law of sin and death. God's Word is spiritual law, and it is revealed by the Holy Spirit, not only revealed to you by the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit writes that Word in your heart and in your mind. Hebrews 8:10 says, this is the covenant that I'll make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I'll put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. I'll be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And over in 10:16 it says, this is the covenant that I'll make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I'll put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. If you look at Hebrews 8:10 and 10:16 together, we see that the laws of God, the Word of God, is written and put in our mind and in our heart. And this is important because God's Word is spiritual law. It produces faith in your heart, and it produces hope in the area of your mind. Remember, hope is the anchor of that soul, and we're being transformed by the renewing of our mind. Now, the Holy Spirit is the one who's going to reveal these ways of God to us. We know in 1 Corinthians 2:10, the Bible says God's revealed them unto us by His Spirit. And it talks about the fact in verse 11, what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that you might know the things that are freely given to us of God. You see, the Holy Spirit is revealing the things that are freely given to us of God, what Jesus Christ has accomplished for us. And so, it says that when they would speak, they wouldn't speak in the words of man's wisdom, but which the Holy Ghost would teach, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. God's Word is spiritual law, and the Holy Spirit reveals these ways of the Spirit. They are spiritually discerned. And this is important. This is why we've got to follow after the ways of the Spirit. We've got to seek after the ways of the Word of God to learn the ways of spiritual law so we can walk in the Spirit and maintain spiritual reality in our life. Romans chapter 8, verse 5, it says, those that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. If someone's after the flesh, they're walking according to their senses, they're walking according to the natural realm, whatever they feel, the way things look and seem. But if they are after the Spirit, then they're going to mind the things of the Spirit. If you're after the things of the Spirit, you're going to be looking at the Word of God, and you're going to want to get the Word in you so you have a Word-ruled mind. And you're going to be following the ways of the Spirit. Because you must understand that life is spiritual. Life is spiritual. And everything that's coming into manifestation in the natural realm is first something that is in the realm of the Spirit. We know that from what God did from the creation. God said, let there be light. And then what happened? There was light. He spoke forth words, and His words released spiritual power. And the spiritual power that went forth brought the natural light into manifestation. So it's important that you are getting in the Word of God and hearing the Word. You know, the Bible says to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded, that is a word-ruled mind. That's a mind that is thinking after the ways of the Spirit. That produces life and peace in you. God wants you to get in the Word and spend time in it. Allow the Word to be written in your heart, written in your mind, and allow the Word to be first place. If you're going to walk in the Spirit, you're going to think, what does the Word of God say about every situation in my life? And you're going to submit to the Word, and you're going to choose to walk in it. When you walk in the Word, you will walk in the ways of the realm of the Spirit. We're going to continue this on the next broadcast. As I close the program today, I want to invite you to visit our new website.